Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Tuesday morning to you. I hope things are going well. This is Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. Wanted to read to you from Proverbs chapter 31. This is the chapter that people use, the worthy woman. But before it gets into the worthy woman, it's words, the words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. And Bible scholars, some believe that this is Bathsheba talking to her son Solomon with a little pet name Lemuel. And she says to him toward the end of this this little soliloquy, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy." Well, you know, the issue of abortion has been a hot topic for decades, many, many decades in America. It was in the early 70s that the Supreme Court had the Roe v. Wade decision and said it was a constitutional right for women to brutally murder their unborn babies. That was overturned in the decision by the Supreme Court just in the last couple of years, and that's been a great, great victory for the pro-life movement. But now we're seeing people waffling on that, and it's very disappointing what President or former President Donald Trump said. You know, he's been all over the map on abortion, and I was looking at a news report about him, just all his positions. In October of 1999, he said, "I'm very pro-choice." In February of 2011, he says, "I'm pro-life." And then in 2015, he was divided over defunding Planned Parenthood. 2016, says he'll defund Planned Parenthood, but saying they do great things. And then he said in 2016, there should be some form of punishment for women who seek abortions. And then he said he was going to put people on the Supreme Court who are pro-life and going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And he did that. And Christians who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, we voted for him so much, so many of us, because of the issue of life, because he said he was pro-life and was going to put pro-life justices on the Supreme Court. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do, and Roe v. Wade was overturned. But now, you know, he says that, well, Republicans can't win office. This has become an issue, and we can't win office if we're too strong on abortion. So he came out with his latest thing just recently, April 8th, and he says abortion should go back to the states. He said, "My view," quote, "my view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land." Well, make no mistake, abortion is murder. And the sixth commandment says you shall not murder. I mean, God wrote that with his finger on tablets of stone in those Ten Commandments, and the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Now, the King James says you shall not kill, but kill is not a good word because it's too nebulous. Murder is the word, because not all killing is wrong. You know, when you go hunting, you go fishing, you're killing that animal, that fish. Well, that's not murder. Self-defense. Somebody breaks into your house and is going to, you know, harm you, harm your family, and you shoot them and kill them. That is not murder. Your country is at war, and it's a just war. You're not the attacker. You're not the aggressor. You're the one that is responding, and people get killed in that. That is not murder. Those soldiers aren't committing murder when they shoot at the enemy. That is a just war. And although it would be difficult to be a soldier and have that on your mind, on your conscience, you don't need to accept the devil's guilt for that. Now, we've seen atrocities, no doubt, in war, and soldiers, you know, they seem to delight in shooting and killing people, but just the back and forth of the battles and things, that is not murder. Capital punishment is not murder. That is the responsibility that God gives to government. Romans 13:4, for it, government, is a minister of God to you for good, but if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, for it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath upon the one who practices evil. And the Lord has said in the book of Genesis, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. Murder is a terrible, horrible sin. And if you commit murder, God says you should lose your life. So murder is wrong, and homicide, obviously, shooting somebody that and killing them, that is murder. When you just, it's unprovoked, it's not self-defense, it's just, I'm mad at you, or I hate you, or you cut me off in traffic, I'm going to shoot you and kill you. Well, that's homicide. That is murder. You shall not murder. Suicide, killing yourself, that is murder. You shall not murder. And many people have done that, obviously. People in the Bible did that. Saul tried to commit suicide. And it's a little conflicting testimony, because it says he fell on a sword and died, but then we learn in 2 Samuel that he didn't end up killing himself. He tried to kill himself, but it didn't work. And so an Amalekite came and finished him off, because he saw that life still lingered in him, and he was hurting. And so Saul asked, please kill me. And so the man killed him. And David then killed that guy who killed the Lord's anointed in response to that act. But suicide is murder. Now, people get all confused. They say, well, you know, if you commit suicide, then you can't be forgiven, because that is your last act, and you immediately go to hell. Listen, suicide is a horrible sin. It's a terrible sin. It's ultimate selfishness. But it is not the unpardonable sin. We just have to be honest with the Word of God. The only sin that God can forgive is the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ. And that is the unpardonable sin, when you reject the forgiver. But if suicide could mean that, well, I lose my salvation, well, then what other sins could mean I lose my salvation? Once you're saved forever. And so we have Judas in the Bible. He was not a Christian. And Jesus said, did I not choose you the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. Judas went and hanged himself. He committed suicide. And trying to escape, I love this line from Adrian Rogers, trying to escape the hell within him, because he was haunted by the guilt and the sin of betraying God's Son. Trying to escape the hell within him, he hanged himself and stepped into the hell before him. He didn't escape from the torture and torment of his soul. He went to a place called hell. He committed suicide. But he didn't go to hell because he committed suicide. He went to hell because he never put his faith and trust in Jesus. And every single person, you will be in heaven, not because of how good you were. It's because you saw that you were bad and you placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And people go to hell for what reason? They did not believe in the name of God's only Son. They didn't put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not because, well, they didn't believe in Jesus. And there's another category, those who believe in Jesus but commit suicide. No. Suicide is murder. It's a terrible, horrible sin, just as any of the Ten Commandments, breaking those commandments that God wrote in stone, is a wicked, evil, horrible thing. But suicide is murder. And listen, abortion is murder. It is so plain. You are taking the life of an unborn child. When does life begin? Every honest doctor will tell you life begins at conception. It has to begin at conception. When else would it begin? How else would you figure it out? Well, it doesn't begin at conception. It begins at 6 weeks. It begins at 10 weeks. It begins at 12 weeks. It begins when you can live outside the womb. I mean, none of those make any sense. They're all just arbitrary. So we have to say when a baby is conceived, when the sperm and the egg get together and there is conception, that comes from God. And that is when life begins. And you protect that life. As it says in Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9, that the leader is supposed to open his mouth for the mute, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. Now, there's no one more afflicted, more needy than the unborn. And so a leader is to defend their right to live. Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." Psalm 139, verse 13, "For you formed my inward parts. You weaved me in my mother's womb." You know, John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb, his mother Elizabeth, when Mary came, who was now carrying the Christ child. When the sound of Mary's greetings reached Elizabeth's ear, she said, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Well, he's 6 months old. He's not a clump of cells. He's a person. He was John the Baptist in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth. And abortion is murder. Now, Trump's stand where it's like, well, we got to win elections and, you know, this is not a good stance for the Republicans, and we just throw it back to the states. That's where it needs to be. Well, that just doesn't make any sense. And you know who gets it? It's pretty amazing. The guy that gets it is Bill Maher. He was on a recent, in a back and forth with Piers Morgan, and this is what he had to say.
Europe, for example, by comparison, the 60 countries of Europe. Actually, there are many countries in Europe where it's completely illegal to have an abortion. Poland, Malta, you know, places like Andorra, you know. So, and if you look at Germany and France and countries like that, it can be 10, 12 weeks is the term limit that you're allowed to have an abortion legally. So America is not such an outlier. It does go to the states. I think a lot of Americans on the left do think that this is somehow a really unique American problem or an issue that only pertains to them in terms of the legality of abortions. Actually, comparative to Europe, it's not massively dissimilar.
But the thing that's crazy is at a time when America is facing so many huge geopolitical threats, where there's a huge tech revolution going on, where the economy is faced with all kinds of challenges, the idea that you're fighting an election around this issue seems to be, you know, just strange. Back to the 19th century.
Well, not if you believe it's murder. You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women, people who aren't pro-life, pro-choice. They don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that. What?
That's my position on that, he said. He admits that it's murder. He admits that, okay, the absolutist position, if you think that life begins at conception, which it does, then abortion is murder. He gets that. So now, you're not against women. You're saying, hey, we're for babies and we're going to protect the rights of the unborn. The amazing thing, jaw-dropping thing, and even in his audience, you could feel the air was sucked out of the room. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with murder. As long as you're not murdering me. He's not going to be okay with somebody saying, well, good, okay, you're okay with that. Well, I'm going to kill you, Bill Maher. No. He's okay with you killing an unborn, innocent, defenseless baby. How sick are we as a society? Well, we're talking about abortion today on Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and we will continue this discussion when we come back from the break. Commandment number 6, you shall not murder. We'll be right back. According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. Proverbs 31, verse 9, the admonition, I think, from Bathsheba to Solomon, if King Lemuel is that pet name that she had for her son Solomon. She tells him, "Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy." We're talking about abortion today on Real Truth for Today, and there are none so needy and so afflicted as those who are being murdered in the womb. And make no mistake, abortion is murder. Now, if it ever comes down between a situation, an ectopic pregnancy or something like that, where the woman's life is truly in danger and that pregnancy is not going to be viable, then you do protect the wife, the life of the woman, of the mother. But other than that, you have the life of the child. You know, my body, my choice. We hear that all the time, unless it applies to the COVID vaccine. And then it's your body, my choice. And you have to get the vaccine or we're going to put you in some kind of leper colony, as some, you know, wanted to do. But my body, my choice. The problem with that argument is, well, it's not your body. It's another person living in your body. It's not a parasite. It's a person living in your body who's only going to be there for 9 months and then come out a fully functioning human being. Granted, everything is brand new. They don't come out walking and talking. They have to grow, just like anything in life, in the physical world, any new birth, that creature, whether it's a person or an animal, has to grow. And they grow up to full maturity. And so it is very important for us to understand as believers that abortion is murder. And just as we played that clip from Bill Maher, he gets it. And he says, "I can have respect for the abolitionist position." Well, all Christians should be abolitionists. Why? Because life begins at conception. And if life begins at conception, then that's a life. And what do we do with innocent life? We protect innocent life. And, you know, if it's okay to kill a unborn baby at 6 weeks, well, then it's okay to kill them at 16 weeks. It's okay to kill them at 24 weeks. It's okay to kill them at 38 weeks. It's okay to kill them after they come out of the womb. As Bill Maher said, it's murder. In a way, he didn't say just strongly, you know, killing an unborn baby is murder, but he said in a way it is murder. And what was his response? "I'm okay with that. There are 8 billion people in the world, so you didn't make it. Sorry. I'm okay with murdering you." That is the attitude of many in our country, in our world today. They just typically don't let it be known. They don't pull the sheet off their deception. Although I did see a video on X, formerly called Twitter, now it's called X. It was posted by Libs of TikTok. It's very short, but it's a woman with dead eyes and a dead-looking expression. She could be an attractive woman, I think. She has a brunette and very nice hair, long hair. But this is what she has to say. It's just so chilling and sickening. And this is her attitude toward abortion.
I like to think of my uterus as the deep end of a pool at a water park. No children allowed. But if they end up there, they die.
I like to think of my uterus as the deep end of a pool. No children allowed, but if they end up there, they die. You know, we've been told that women are just victims of abortion. And, you know, you can't hold a woman responsible. She was just a victim. Now, I think that women have been lied to over the years about abortion and been told it's just a clump of cells. It's not a life. This will be an easy procedure. Well, it's just a lie. I have friends that have had abortions, and they talk about the battle they have with guilt over what they did. They weep over what they did. It's not just over with in a short afternoon, and then you just go on with life and everything is fine. No, it's not that at all. But this attitude that this woman, she's unnamed, but you know, if they get in my uterus, they die. That kind of attitude. Well, that's not somebody who's agonizing over the issue of abortion. I still remember Adrian Rogers sharing a story about going on Capitol Hill and testifying about the horrors of abortion and the evils of abortion. And he said that this woman confronted him in the hallway, and she said, "You have no idea. You're a man. You can't understand the trauma that we go through and what women face." And he said, "Well, am I to understand that if someone's giving you trauma, that you can murder them? Because you're giving me trauma right now." And he said, "What would you think of if I took my hands and put them around your neck and strangled you to death?" And she started backing off. This Baptist preacher is going to kill me. Well, that's not what he was saying. He was just trying to help her see the inconsistency of her argument and the lunacy of her argument. An unwanted pregnancy, does that give a woman trauma? Well, yes. Does that give her the right to murder that unborn baby? No. No. My body, my choice. Okay? But it's not your body. And you don't have the choice to kill an innocent unborn child. Now, the question comes into play because Trump has waffled on this, and pastors have said, Tom Buck, a guy I follow on X, a pastor just a couple hours from me in Lyndale, First Baptist Church of Lyndale, when Trump made his statement and just said, you know, people should be allowed to do whatever in their heart or whatever, just some wishy-washy, mushy statement. Although we were grateful to President Trump for putting the three pro-life justices on the Supreme Court, Trump doesn't have a personal conviction about abortion. That's very clear, because putting it back to the states and letting the states decide, and that becomes the law of the land. It's the will of the people. Blah blah blah. It's not the will of the people. It is. What does God say about it? It is murder. And what? How does God feel about murder? You shall not murder. Very straightforward. Very clear. The sixth commandment of the Ten Commandments. So it's an election year, November 2024. We're going to decide on the next president of the United States. And I've had people say to me, well, I guess I can't vote then, because if Trump's not strong on abortion, I'm just not going to vote. Well, that's a person's prerogative. But here's the problem with that. Barring some unforeseen issue, it's either going to be winning the election. It's either going to be Joe Biden for a second term, a man who is so fully committed to abortion, or as he's told that. I don't know about his mental faculties, if he knows what's going on. But he's seems to be very, very committed to abortion. He's in the, you know, the pocket of the pro-murder crowd and Planned Parenthood, and he's all for it. More and more and more abortions, free abortions, let's abort babies in the womb. When they come out of the womb, if we want to, you know, kill them, as some have stated, well, a woman ought to be able to kill her child even up to age two. And it's just sickening. So if you have that, well, obviously no Christian could vote for a candidate like that. You would just have to sit it out. You'd have to write in, vote for somebody. You just have to call out to God and say, God, deliver us from this evil. But then you have, if Biden doesn't win, then Trump is going to win. Well, what's Trump's position? Not near what we want it to be, obviously. But he's not, doesn't seem to be a guy that's pro-choice like Joe Biden is. So as I, you know, you may disagree with me on this, but my attitude is, listen, as far as the lesser of two evils, people like to say, well, I'm not going to choose between the lesser of two evils. Well, every election is the lesser of two evils, if you want to just put it in those terms, because it's two imperfect people. And, you know, David was the greatest king Israel ever had. He's the standard bearer for good kings. He's not a perfect guy. David did some terrible things. Ask Uriah the Hittite, hey, would you vote for David to be king? Well, I don't know. He stole my wife and then had me killed. He's not on my top 10. He did some bad things, but here's my feeling on it. If the vote were today, no way I'm going to vote for the platform of the Democratic Party. How could you possibly do that as a believer? They're pro the killing of the unborn. They're pro and for, all for the maiming and mutilation of confused children who don't know if they're a boy or girl, and they're being filled with all sorts of lies into their minds and their hearts by the medical community, which knows better, just like they know that life begins at conception. Well, they know that it's impossible to change your sex, and that sex and gender are they're inseparably linked. You can't say, well, my biological sex is male, but my gender is female, or I'm non-binary, or whatever. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You're XY male, that God made you that way, or you're XX female, or you have some weird anomaly that not very many people have, and you know, you got to determine from that point. You're intersex or whatever. And people try and they go with that and say, well, you know, see, therefore it's just Katie bar the door. No, check your chromosomes. If you don't know what you are, go to the doctor, check your chromosomes if you want to get super scientific, and just know if you're XY, hey, newsflash, if you couldn't figure it out before, you can figure it out now. You're a male. So quit fighting God on that and just begin to live as a male. Just yield and say, okay, Lord, you made me this way. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. And if you're XX, guess what? You're a female. Bill Nye, the science guy, had a program on that. You're either one and two. You're either going to be male or female. You can look it up. I think it was in the early 90s. Now he's totally switched his tune because he wants to be culturally, you know, in the thick of it. But in the 90s, he had some kind of science still going through his head. And yeah, well, that's obvious. The Lord made him male and female. You don't have to be a whiz-bang to figure out that. That's a very, very obvious thing. But the left wants to destroy people. If we can't kill you in the womb, then we want to wreck and ruin your life before you hit puberty. And that is happening in our country today. It is sick. It is horrible. You just devastate a kid's life at the starting point of growing up. You're going to devastate their life and wreck and ruin. It's just exactly what the devil does. He comes to steal and kill and destroy. Now, I mentioned to one guy, I said, listen, I'm not going to defend President Trump on the things that he says about abortion or the other things he says. He's got a lot of cringeworthy statements that come out of his mouth. But if it's between those two candidates, you know, do I want to play Russian roulette, as the issue with abortion goes? Do I want to play Russian roulette with six bullets in the chamber or with two bullets in the chamber? Well, two bullets in the chamber, I got a chance. Six bullets in the chamber, I'm going to die. And so between those two, you know, the choice in my mind would be obvious as it relates to abortion. Now, I would love to have a candidate that was strongly opposed to abortion, that had personal convictions about that, and would stand up for those. And I really did like Ron DeSantis. I think he would have been a great candidate. Now, I didn't do a deep dive into him. I don't know where he is spiritually or any of those things. I know he's a good governor. He runs a great state, but he's out of the race. So between the two that we have, that's the situation. You got a guy, as it relates to abortion, which is the key issue in my mind. We have a guy who's totally committed to that, wants that 100%. And a guy who's wishy-washy on it, but has done some good things for the pro-life movement in overturning Roe v. Wade. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we're going to open the phone lines. We got about a minute and a half before the break, but we're going to open the phone lines. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And I want to get your opinion. What do you think about Bill Maher saying that, yeah, abortion is a form of murder, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with murdering the unborn. That is the position. You know, he calls out the left saying, hey, you're saying that pro-lifers hate women and hate women's rights? They do not. They think it's murder. And because they think it's murder, they're abolitionists. And he can understand that. And he doesn't agree with it as far as that's the right stand to take, but he understands it. And he says, okay, well, if you think it's murder and you think murder is wrong, then no doubt you would stand up against that. I'm just okay, he said, with murdering the unborn. I'm okay with that. Now, as I said at the end of the first segment, well, he's not okay with murdering him. He doesn't want you to do that. Murder the other guy, but don't mess with me. And so if you adopt the attitude, I'm okay with you murdering the unborn, then how long before I'm okay with murdering everybody in a nursing home because they don't seem to be able to provide or to contribute much to society? You become a Nazi. You just start murdering all sorts of people that you don't agree with or you don't like or you don't see any benefit in. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Give me a call, 888-589-8840, and we'll talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. We're talking about the issue of abortion. Is God pro-life? Yes, he is. What was the sin that was taking place in the land of Canaan? Well, it was idolatrous worship, the Baal worship, and then it was also child sacrifice, as they would worship the false gods. Molech was one of the false gods. Chemosh, another false god, where they would offer their children in the fire. And the Bible says of King Manasseh that he made his children pass through the fire, and they would offer their kids up to these false gods to gain favor for their crops and things like that. It was sick. It was horrible. God said, it would never even entered my mind. This is so evil. And so the Lord dispossessed them out of the land. He kicked them out of their land, and then Israel did the same thing. Abortion and the murder of the unborn brings the judgment of God. Make no mistake about it. God is marvelously, wondrously patient, but his patience doesn't last forever. And another statement from Adrian Rogers that I love, he said, even today, the waters of God's wrath are furiously beating on the dam of his mercy. And one day the dam of his mercy is going to give way to his wrath. And we're going to find out, as it says in Revelation chapter 6, when, to quote, you know, a saying, when all hell done break loose and the Lord starts pouring out his wrath, they're going to hide themselves in the mountains and in the rocks, and they'll cry out to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the presence of the Lamb. For the day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? They recognize that during the tribulation period, that this is wrath from God, from a God who is not just holy, but holy, 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 and his word is true, and he is the creator of it all, and he sets the rules of morality, and our job is not to question his rules, sinful man questioning holy God on his righteousness. Our job is to obey him and say two words, yes, Lord. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And we have Sonny on the line from Ohio. Sonny, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for having me. I got a solution to these people that like to have an abortion. Uh-huh. And I'm from Ohio, and they did just pass it here, which I'm ashamed of, all Christians who did not get out and vote against it. But other than that, you got an organization there that people support that give these ultrasounds out. My solution to this is make every woman or girl, whatever you want to call them, when she wants an abortion, watch a video of people tearing that little baby apart in her womb, which has feelings, but make it real. Make them watch a real picture of it instead of just saying, get it done. I mean, to me, if you watch that and you see it, wouldn't that deter people from actually getting it?
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to remember who, somebody has a movie out, some kind of documentary where they talk to these people on the street and, you know, they say they're pro-abortion and then they show them what happens in an abortion and the people change their minds in I think it's 5 or 10 minutes. It's very short. And I think that's what they're seeing, Sonny, is they're seeing what abortion really is. Because they're told a lie about it. Oh, it's just a clump of cells. It's no big deal. And, you know, Abby Johnson, who was behind the movie Unplanned, you know, she ran an abortion clinic in the Bryan College Station area for 8 years. And thought she was doing such a service to these women, I'm providing such an important service, until she had to witness an abortion, and she was in the room, and she saw what it was, and it totally rocked her world and changed her that day, and she became a staunch supporter of life and is one of the leaders in the pro-life movement. And so I totally agree with you. I think that would be great. Although those who love abortion, they would never go for that because they want to perpetuate the lie that it's no big deal, that it's a minor procedure, that it's going to be over with in minutes and you're going to go on with your life and not skip a beat. So I'm with you on that, Sonny. I think that would be a great idea.
Pass a law that they can have it. They ought to pass a law that they got to watch a video too.
Yeah.
I mean, man up to it, you know, show
right.
Both sides of it, not just one side.
Right. Now, one of the things, just like that woman who said, you know, my uterus is like the deep end of a swimming pool, no children allowed, and if you get in there, you're going to die. Those kinds of people, they're just so hardened and so black in their spirit, in their you know, love for mankind. And that's one of the characteristics of the last days. In the last days, difficult times will come. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. And it says that people will be unloving. And that word means without natural affection, without kindred affection. And, you know, a mother is naturally has a love for her child, her unborn baby and her born baby. But this woman who is just has no qualms about killing her unborn child, something is definitely wrong. She has the devil's initials carved in her heart. It is sick and twisted. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Sonny. God bless you, my brother. Well, we have Tom on the line from Rhode Island. Tom, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Tom?
Really well, thank you. You know, my wife and I, we pray for this country every day. And if I could just quickly build on what Sonny was saying, that I have the concept that they should have to take the fetus with them after the abortion is over, you know, instead of having it so clinical and sanitized, you know. But on the Trump issue, politics are very much like a chess game, and we don't know what Trump's ultimate plan is, and I think it's you know, in his best interest to keep his cards as close to his chest, as the call screener was saying.
Yeah, it seems like he's done he's flipped from where he was in 2016, or even in 2020. And I think he's a pragmatist. So he says, okay, well, this issue isn't working very well, and Republicans are losing because if you take an absolutist position, that's not good. And so we have to be, you know, more, compromising. He said this, Tom, he said, I'm going to come together with all groups and we're going to have something that's acceptable. Well, for those of us who believe that abortion is murder, nothing would be acceptable other than saying, well, that's murder and you can't do it. And if you do it, just like if you murder somebody, you know, walking down the street, there are consequences. Consequences for the doctor, consequences for the clinic, consequences for the mother who made the decision to do that. And so until we get to that place in our country where people know, hey, this is murder, and you shall not commit murder, you shall not murder. We still have that one on the books. You know, we're going to be in trouble. And so, yeah, your chances, if you're supporting the unborn and speaking for the unborn, the chances of the unborn surviving much greater under Donald Trump than under Joe Biden, who is totally committed to the murder of the unborn.
The game plan will be the same as ours. So let's just pray on that one.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Tom.
Much.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening to the program. We have Henry on the line from New Mexico. Henry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Shreve. I really appreciate your ministry and really appreciate all your podcasts and everything. I really enjoy listening to them.
Thank you, sir.
But, my perspective on the abortion is that there has to be an absolute sin with that right there. You know, we can't compromise with sin. I think we've done that in the past, compromising with marriage, compromising with marriage out of wedlock. You know, we've compromised on all these things, and I think all those have led up to where we are today. You know, so we have to make a stance of where we are as a nation, where we are as a people. You know, and a little bit of compromise will leave the gate open for sin to leak through. And we'll be on a different plane. I tell people, I said, and they look at me crazy, but I tell them, I said, one day parents will have the option to kill their children at 2 or 3 years old if we keep going down this path. And that's the way sin is. It's progressive. It keeps on going, and there is no stopping it because we have sinful hearts.
And right. Well, so it's the Bill Maher quote, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with murder, so provided it's not me. And how long before that starts to go from, okay, well, we murder him in the womb, then we can murder him outside of the womb, and let's not put a time limit on it. You know, anytime you want, you can do that. And I think what they'll go after, Henry, is not necessarily the 3-year-old child, but the 93-year-old person. who's not able to do like they could do, you know, 30 years ago. And they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they're invalids. Maybe, you know, they're just in the minds of the elites. Well, they're not contributing to society. So it's in our best interest to get rid of them. You know, I have a little dog at home. And my wife, she's 14 years old, and it's hard for her to get around. And Debbie said, you know, we're going to have to come to the place where we think about putting Fergie down because she's in so much pain. And, you know, I keep fighting for Fergie. I said, you know, one thing that Fergie really likes is living. And so surely an animal can get to the place where there is so much pain that, you know, they can't get up or whatever. But we don't treat people like that. And this idea, you know, Jack Kevorkian was the suicide doctor. Like, hey, I'm in pain, so I'm going to call Dr. Jack. Rush Limbaugh used to call him Jack the Dripper. And he would come in. That guy was obsessed with death. And he would come in and assisted suicide and euthanize the person. And thinking that that was somehow noble and good. Listen, the life of the flesh belongs to God. He gives life, he takes life. It is not our place. That's why you shall not murder, because that's taking the place of God, and we're not allowed to do that. Man is not to put himself in the place of God. 1 Samuel 2:6, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. And so, as I said, just war, self-defense, that's not murder. But coming into somebody's room and saying, well, you don't contribute to society anymore. You're in this nursing home. We're just going to murder you. That we don't have that right, that prerogative. That's God's. And, you know, you can withhold things. If somebody says, I'm doing a funeral today for a dear, dear lady in our church. Well, she didn't want to go through all the cancer treatments. And she said, I'm done with that. She went through a lot of that, suffered through the pain of that and the cancer. They didn't get it all. She said, Pastor Jeff, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I understand that. And I wouldn't have done it either. And so that is not killing yourself or anything like that. That's just saying, hey, I'm going to trust the Lord with my life. If he wants me to be around, then I'll be around. If he doesn't, then I'm going to go home to heaven. Philippians 1, to depart and be with Christ, that is very much better. So I appreciate that, Henry. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you listening to the program and your kind words. We have time for one more call. We have Janice on the line from Alabama. Janice, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I've got this phone. Just a minute. I'm sorry. I had to turn that off. I just wanted to tell you, but I just heard what the guy was saying about showing about unplanned. I mean, you were talking about unplanned anyway. Uh-huh. But wait, my point is, Students for Life of America, I just got a paper from them last night saying that they are going to be screening unplanned on 400 college campuses, reaching up to 100,000 young people. Starting this fall, which is right before the election.
Mm.
So, and it's like they're asking for people to show, pay for like one showing on a college campus is $84. So I just wanted to share that. That's all.
Okay. And that's Students for Life, if people want to support that?
Yes, yeah, Students for Life of America. And Kristen Hawkins is the president of that. And it says that they are the only national pro life group working to turn young people against abortion's lobby lies.
Well, that's a great, great movie, and it does change people's thoughts on abortion when they see, okay, as the caller said, hey, make them watch that and see what it does. This is the real thing. When you abort a baby, this is what happens. And the movie Unplanned is just heartbreaking to see that people are in these rooms killing the innocent unborn. And so we're to stand up for life, and God has called us to speak the truth in love, and may we have his power to do just that. Whether it's popular or not doesn't matter. We need to be faithful to the Lord. Well, Janice, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening today to Real Truth for Today. Maybe you want to share this program with a friend. May God bless you as you do.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.